Today Be'ez Hashem begin Parakeet Sar Edom, the first Parakim Sechtes Makas, and learn Daf Beis. Some of the topics we learned about include Edom Zayman. If a pair of witnesses testify and are then contradicted by another two witnesses who claim that the first pair of witnesses were with them that same day in a different place and could not have witnessed the alleged incident to which they have testified, the second witnesses are believed, and the first pair is declared Edom Zayman, and they are subject to the Torah's punishment by Sisim like Kasha Zamim Lasses. They're punished with whatever consequence they tried to cause to the subject of their testimony, whether Mammon, a monetary obligation, Malkus lashes, or even Misa, the death penalty. The Gemara discusses several possible exceptions where we do not punish them with Kasha Zamim, but they receive Malkus instead. Me'idin ono be'ish pleini, shehu ben gerusha ben chalutza. If witnesses testify that a certain Kohen's mother was divorced before her marriage to his father, thus rendering him the son of a forbidden marriage, and hence a chal, a disqualified Kohen. Me'idin ono be'ish pleini, shehu chayiv legolus. If witnesses testify that someone killed another person inadvertently, and should therefore be sent into exile. Ein meshalmin es ha-kofer. If witnesses testify that someone's ox killed another person, and the owner is liable the payment of kofer. If witnesses testify that someone stole money and must be sold as an Eved Ivri to raise the funds to repay the theft. According to Rabbi Kiva, if Edom Zayman admit that they testified falsely, they're not liable. The Gemara discusses several halachas of Hazam, including loy v'loy lazare. We do not punish Edom Zayman in a way that would also affect their children. Kasha zamam v'loy kasha asa. If the sentence was already carried out, the witnesses are not punished.